What I want to talk about, when I was talking the last time to the group, and a lot of you were here, I talked about, by God's grace, I would be able to teach on obsession, because I knew probably the biggest stronghold of my life still was obsessive thinking. And I'm not talking unclean obsessive thinking. I'm talking about obsessive just thoughts, especially at night, that were just obsessive. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and give you the definitions. A lot of you have heard this like three or four times because I repeated it, you know, as we went through that kind of series on addiction. But obsess means to besiege, to haunt or trouble in mind, preoccupation or preoccupy greatly. Obsession is an idea or feeling that completely occupies the mind. And also in my Webster, my old Webster dictionary, and I think in Cindy's, it said, obsession, the act of an evil spirit in possessing or ruling a person. And that, you know, there's a scripture, the true of the Holy Spirit is being fixed on in our hearts and our minds, being fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the pure. But there is an evil spirit of obsession that, you know, there had been a long time of fasting this, a long time of not acting out on the things that I was, call it worry, call it anxiety. We'll go through that in just a few minutes. But it was still there. And it still would really, the word to haunt or trouble in mind, I mean, those words just really hit me, because it was so what happened to me sometimes that was just, I mean, there's no other way to put it except it was just obsessive. And so with that sometimes comes, and I just want to mention this, is compulsivity. It's an out-of-control behavior, an irresistible, repeated, irrational impulse to perform some act driven by an irresistible inner force to do something. And that's some of the acting out that sometimes comes along with obsession. Okay, but I'm mainly talk about the obsession and how God used Cindy mightily to really kind of, you know, I'm a visual kind of person, so I kind of see a boat, and I just see sometimes where God will use different people to just totally put you on the right course, because in my mind, there were things that just were not on the right course, and I would pray, and I stood here before all of y'all that were here, and I said, you know, by God's grace, we'll get some breakthrough about addictions. Because I know I have this obsessive part of this. I know I have, my addiction is the obsessive thinking. But God's grace will get some breakthroughs. And I think we did. And I actually even said, I said, I know when Cindy gets back, God will take it further. I just know that. But I'm just out of pure faith and believing that, you know, God is going to do something with this. We'll just talk about it and see what he does along with it. And like I said, he did. And I think based on just stepping out, even though it was a really hard 2 weeks because of things that were going on at home, God just has really honored that with giving me some breakthroughs. I want to explain a little bit how this all came about. It's, again, still crying out about the obsessiveness, still crying out about the thoughts. I noticed after talking about it for the couple of weeks, It was like God had me in a grace period where it didn't seem as obsessive at night, and sleep was coming better, and things were better. But I knew there was something there. I knew there was still a spirit there that, you know, I just really was crying out to God to show me what it is. Well, I talked to Cindy one day. Actually, I had a dream about being exposed. And the next day, the Holy Spirit, you know, and exposure isn't always the most fun part of our lives, but it's always real. And it's always, you know, it's the truth that sets us free. And I have enough fear of the Lord and enough hunger for him. And that's something we talked about, is the true is the hunger and thirst after righteousness. And I knew that would be a way to say, you know, I'm not going to go this obsessive way anymore. I'm going to hunger and thirst after righteousness, as painful as it may be. And I'm not saying Cindy's painful, but sometimes, you know, we all know you kind of put yourself out there when you call. And the dream was very, very clear about exposure. And so I called her and I started talking about something that the Holy Spirit did show me. And that's where with especially dealing within, especially with my kids, there would be some from the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he's good, his mercy and his grace, And then there would be some of this kind of mixed in, this obsessiveness. And as I was talking to, and guilt mixed all mingled in there, as I was talking to Cindy, and actually the thing that God had given me was this thing about attachment, and God had shown me a picture of Evan when he was younger, and I won't get into all that some other time. I'll probably talk about that because I don't think it impacts everybody, but it may be something that will help set people free. But I was talking to her about it and talking to her about the picture that God gave me. And with that, I went a little too much into how much I had done wrong. Now, Cindy, many a times up here when I've talked and things like that, she's always said, well, Terry, you take on too much, or Terry, what? And, you know, you notice that, and it was actually a very gentle correction. Not every time I spoke, but a lot of times when I spoke about my kids especially. And we just couldn't get it, you know. I didn't know. I knew there was something wrong. And so as we were talking about that, she said, you know, Terry, there still seems to be so much guilt. And she said, listen to the tape series again, but I take really, really, really detailed notes, and I actually learn better by, and I don't have a good CD right now, CD player. But so I went back through and I read my notes from her teachings. And then I had looked up quite a few things because I knew this was an area for me. And just to remind everyone, and again, we have some new people, so I'd like to just read through this. One thing that she mentioned to me about also mercy is mercy covers the unknown, things that we're not aware of yet, things that we're doing, even attitude type of sins in our life. But they're, God's mercy covers those. Because we just don't know. We don't know what we don't know. And I have been crying out and crying out. But as I was talking to her, it was like there was no mercy there. It was like, oh, I did this and I did this and I did this with Evan. And no wonder he did this and he did this. And it was too much. And something that also kept coming across was about the guilt. And the one definition that teachings on this stuff, if you haven't gotten them or you weren't here, something, I, you know, pray about it, but it probably is a great idea to get it. But the one thing that really hit me as Cindy and I were talking about it is a painful feeling of self-reproach resulting from a belief that has done something wrong. And then the reproach is to accuse and blame for a fault so as to make feel ashamed, rebuke, and reprove. It was almost like I really wanted some punishment. It was almost like I there was a part of me that really thought, well, you know, if Cindy lays me out for this terrible, and it, I mean, not that it wasn't that terrible, but it was just something for my hurts and how I treated him when he was young and things like that. You know, if she really, you know, punishes me, then maybe it'll be okay. And then maybe he'll be okay. And then maybe everything will be okay. And that's what she said. You know, she said, Terry, is like, you know, the truth is, you love the Lord and you know, and just encouraged, but also said, you know, what is this? What is this guilt? And why don't you have any mercy? What, you know, what is that? And I kept saying, I said, Cindy, I understand that. I understand about guilt because we've talked about it before. I said, but I'm going to tell you, this obsessive is the thing that I can't put my finger on. I just can't put my finger on. I don't understand. It just hits me at night so hard. I can't even describe it to you. And so I'm like, Lord, what is this? Where did this come from? And really help me get to this. And we don't have to get to every single thing. But for me, this was, I think, really a major stronghold. And we do have some things that run through our family with mental illness and things like that. And so, again, it's not for everyone. But for me, it really has been something that has been an issue in my life really since I can remember.